And finally, bishops from Europe and North America today concluded their annual pilgrimage to the Holy Land. In a statement, they called for the establishment of a Palestinian state alongside Israel.
In an interview with Tracy McClure, Bishop Gerald Koukanis, Vice President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, said the human rights situation for Palestinians in the Holy Land has gotten worse during the 20 years that he has been visiting the region.
Certainly violence is not the way to peace. And to the extent that we can realize the respect and dignity of every human being, we might get to a point where we can live in peace. Yesterday we were in Hebron, and it was perhaps the most difficult experience that I've had. I remember being there about 10 years ago, and we went to the Tomb of the Patriarchs, and the street was just bustling with people. There were people everywhere. You could hardly get through. This time, it's like a ghost town.
We have to remind people who are listening to this that Hebron is in the West Bank.
Yes. There was absolutely no one on the street except military vehicles. There were military everywhere. It's a city that has been divided, certainly something that is painful to see. In fact, while we were there, we were even approached by the police and told that we had to leave because there were 10 of us, or more than 10, we had 11 people, and the law says you can't have more than 10 people in one place. And the man who was with us was a Jewish lawyer, and he said, well, that's simply not true. And the man said, it is true, you must leave. And so we went and visited a family of Palestinians who lived just beneath a settlement. This Jewish guide who was with us is part of an organization called Beit Shalem, which is a Jewish human rights organization, and they have provided video cameras to a number of Palestinians and invited them to film human rights violations when they experience them. And so we had an opportunity with this family to see what had happened in this house several months ago when some young boys from the settlement began throwing rocks, and a man came down with an automatic rifle, which you could see vividly on the video. What had happened is, of course, they arrested the Palestinians for provoking this violence. But, of course, they had this video, which they were able to show the police, and then they let them go. I mean, it's a tragic situation. So, of course, Jews have suffered. Palestinians suffered. I mean, it's difficult when you can't, as a Palestinian, drive down a street that runs right in front of your house, or you can't actually walk down some streets. But if justice can truly happen, where we respect one another and the rights and dignity of each other, I think peace will come.